Good morning. We're joined by Gary Fike today. He's the Raleigh County Extension Director here for K-State Research and Extension. Good morning, Gary.
How are you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing well. It's a pleasure to talk to you again. It's been a little bit. Are you surviving the holiday season so far?
We are doing exceedingly well. All of us are healthy and have managed to avoid getting sick, and we're trying to take all the precautions we can. So we're doing well. And here at the office, it's going well too. Nobody's been, knock on wood, no one here has been sick either. So that's good.
Oh, that's good to hear. I know here at Manhattan Broadcasting, we went a while without any COVID positive cases, and then I got it last month, and now we've got a few other people who've come down with it, unfortunately. But luckily, nothing severe so far. But you know, that's just kind of been the MO here this year in 2020, and it's caused all sorts of headaches for people. And in fact, not just for public health, but from an economic standpoint.
Absolutely, absolutely, it has an effect on all of us.
Well, that being said, I know that you are kind of one of your biggest priorities here at the Extension Office is helping people with their finances, and budgeting is a big part of that. And you have a class coming up here later this month.
We have several opportunities actually coming up. We have offered a 2-session class on just investing. And then we're going to offer that one again on December 17th here at the courthouse office building. So 2 weeks from Thursday, and it will actually be on investing. But after the first of the year at UFM, we are doing another household finance 101 class. It'll be a 3-session class. So be looking online at the UFM classes offered this spring. It will start in late January, and we will talk a lot about budgeting, reducing debt, and getting your finances in order. So that's kind of where we're headed with that. But I think this word is overused, but it is a passion of mine to try to help people figure out their finances who need some help. And we've had some individual one-on-one consultations with folks to help them try to figure some things out. And that's been very beneficial for both me and I hope for them. But I just can't say enough in the times that we're in, particularly with people who maybe have lost jobs or been misplaced or whatever, and trying to keep their heads above water.
And this is probably good timing for it too, with it being the end of the year, coming into a new year. And, you know, maybe there's some people out there who have a resolution to get more financially fit here in 2021.
And that's a fantastic thought, Brandon. The thing is, I would advise people to not wait until January 1, sit down and write a resolution that I'm going to try to get out of debt, or I'm going to pay off this credit card, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. Start with the planning right now to implement January 1 so that you make that change over. You know, when you think about it, it's just a flip of a calendar page, right? So practices can start ahead of that. And so people who are facing debt, people who are facing financial issues, need to remember that the first step in trying to get a hold of your finances are to develop a household budget. And budget kind of tends to be a negative word because it connotates discipline and it connotates control. But it can be a positive word and help you get you where you're going.
And, you know, I think people also if they sit down and do a budget, they'll see just how much maybe money is being spent on things that they don't realize maybe could be saved and used elsewhere.
I like to refer to those things as leaks. So we have mm-hmm. we have leaks in the system, and you're exactly right. You can't really develop the budget until you first figure out where all the money's going. So if you sit down with your credit card bill, your bank statement, your checkbook, your debit card statement, whatever you've got that shows where you pay for what, you know, you've got a house payment or a rent payment, you've got maybe a car payment, student loan payment, a credit card payment, you got electric bill, you got natural gas or propane bill, you've got this, you've got that. Sit down and figure out currently where your money is going and look at the last 2 or 3 months, or if you can, look at the last several months. I like to keep my credit cards, bills, papers, and a file. I can go back and look and split that out. And a lot of credit cards will do that for you, saying you spent this much at the gas station, this much at the grocery store, this much here, this much there. So you can figure out, you know what your income is. If you have a regular job, if you don't, then that's a different story, of course. And it presents its own set of challenges. But figuring out first where your money goes, and then figuring out those spots that you just mentioned, I'm spending $10, $15, $20, $30 a week on this, that, or the other, and I need to stop doing that or scale that back.
Yeah, so important. Gary Fike again joining us here on In Focus. And, of course, when you have your finances under control and you've got a decent budget going, that's when you can start investing your money. And I know at some point I'd like to be able to get to a place where I can do some of that. But for those maybe who aren't quite there yet, will this class kind of help teach some of the methods of how you get started with that?
This first class on investing, we will be talking about that and the different investment vehicles. And then we'll talk about that, too, during the UFM classes in January and February, to talk about, you know, deciding where you're at with that budget, deciding, you know, what your retirement goals are. Of course, your age has everything to do with that. I mean, if you're 25, it's different than if you're 45 or if you're 55. You know, one of the Federal Reserve's data points that I've mentioned so many times, and I will continue to hammer on this, is that over half of the people between the ages of 55 and 64 have less than $80,000 saved for retirement. And you know, that's not going to be enough. And Social Security was never meant to be a total retirement plan. Now, some people maybe can live on that. A lot of people cannot. It's not a whole lot of money sometimes. And, again, depends on when you start taking Social Security. But the basis of my whole point here is that getting started early, getting started young, is a really, really good thing for you. If you've got time on your side, you can allow yourself a little bit of catch up, and the IRS rules allow you to save a little bit more through your 401k or your 403b plan if you are, you know, 50 or older. So there's obviously some benefits there, but starting young, starting early, putting away at least a little bit, it will make all the difference when it comes time to retire.
All right. Well, as far as these classes that you'll be offering, how do people get signed up for them?
Well, the one here we're offering on investing on December 17th, they simply need to call the extension office and visit with Sharon here, 785-537-6350. You can also go on our website and our Facebook page, and we have a place you can contact us there as well. And the UFM classes, you'll have to sign up through their enrollment system. And so you just need to check out their website or get their spring calendar and contact them for the information, because there is a cost with that one because of the room rental and materials and other things. The one we're offering on the 17th is free. There's no charge, but we're obviously limiting attendees due to the restrictions that we have on us for meetings.
Okay. That was going to be my next question, because you never know these days if it's in person or if it's going to be just something done over like Zoom or something.
Yes, and depending, if we don't have a whole lot of people that sign up, and fortunately, in some ways, smaller groups are better because you can have more personal interaction with those people. But if we get a lot of interest in the December 17th one, we may offer it via Zoom, but we won't if we don't have very many sign up.
Okay, very good. Well, what else do you have here for us today, Gary? I'm kind of...
Well, Megan is, I just wanted to update you on a few things. Megan is winding down her Medicare Part D enrollment. She's got another week of that to go. We are getting our volunteers together for some training, and we're going to be doing volunteer income tax assistance again, and starting in late January. We're going to have a different look, obviously, because of the situation we're in. We'll be doing some remotely. We'll be doing some in person with face masks and shields and those kinds of things. We'll be doing drop-offs and pickups. It'll have a different look to it, and some of our volunteers will be doing people's taxes from their homes instead of in person. So we're going to try to continue to offer the level of service we've had in the past with that. It's been an absolutely fantastic program to help people save money on their income tax preparation fees, because this is for low to moderate income folks. And so we're working on that. And then tonight is the Extension annual meeting. By law, we have to have our annual meeting every year, and some people will be attending via Zoom and some people will be attending in person. But we're set to do that this evening. So we're looking forward to that.
All right. Well, it's hard to believe we're already coming back to tax time almost, but here we are at the end of the year and ready for another calendar, which we hope will be a little bit better than 2020 was.
We hope so. We hope so. Yeah. And we wish everybody, a good end of this year and a great start to 2021. And I'm thinking it'll bring a lot better things to us.
Absolutely. Well, Gary, always a pleasure to talk with you, and we'll look forward to talking to you again here in the new year.
Thanks so much, Brandon. You have a great day.